A silvered vision glimpse of some other place. A location apart from it all. The ability to think about my voice. The ability to think about this story. Becoming the sole function of the part of you that has uncoupled from the lazy and safe body behind. Now it is time for the mind to be active, to be aware, to be able and capable, and journey to other places. Now is the time when you listen to me, and that listening allows you to explore yourself, your capabilities, and what might happen to you when your mind gets a little too curious out in the wastes of what can be. That's what you've come to explore. Now it's what's presented to you. And turning your gaze away is as easy and as difficult as turning off an interesting tale and setting it aside. Difficult to do when your curious brain brings you, drifting, back. So stay a while and hear a tale of some other place, seeking perhaps the memory of exactly what will be lost to you, but seeking something. You hear me, and you see before you the possibilities. Ice and snow, but your body curiously warm, as if you were prepared, or as if some greater purpose held you aloof from the cold and the wind, leaving you able to see, able to explore. You walk, journeying. You see ahead of you a mountain, curiously icy for the area. After all, the snow isn't always here, is it? And a cave, darker blue at the base, an ice cavern, sloping downward into some vast structure below the ground. You proceed down into the icy tunnel. The chill is there, and then it is gone. Because while at first you were still a little cold from outside, now the air has gone from merely warm to positively moist and cloying. The air is full of heat, dripping with it. Hot spring level heat. There's no real escaping it now. In fact, you find yourself loosening your clothing just a bit. After all, you need freedom of movement. And there's undeniably something about the warm steaminess of this place that puts you at ease. You walk forward a few steps, one and then another. Your mind feels a little more in the moment now. You look back and make sure that the cave entrance is still there, and of course it is. As you walk through, some of the walls are ice, the same dark, dark blue icy cavern. Yet it's warm, sauna-like. The winds and snow outside are forgotten. And some parts of the walls are stone. On these you see carvings. There are blue carvings that glow from deep within, in the shape of various symbols, sigils, runes, many of them disquieting. You walk past and find carvings of creatures, what look like squid, octopi, ancient things, and also carvings of plants. A perfectly beautiful rendering and etching of a flower is here next to an etching of a man. Erect cock showing. Something, a vine, a tendril from below, rising from the stone. Carved, the shape of it, grasping the tip of his cock. Nothing more, other than that he was being held there in the carving by some figure in a mask. You continue to walk, on your guard, but also intrigued, because the whole place radiates a sense of safety overall. You are wanted here. You have a purpose here. You keep walking, and a carving of those hooded women, their breasts plainly on display, jerking long, thick, erect cocks, sucking on them, guiding the tendrils to suck on them. Nervous, But God, you're turned on at the very image of what's in front of you. Walking further. Then you begin to hear bubbling, and you notice the source of the moist sauna feel of these rooms. You hear wind traveling further ahead through the corridors, and you see, in each of the four corners of this broad stone and ice chamber, this warm, safe-feeling chamber below the earth, cauldrons on chains hanging from metal hooks, cauldrons with fires blazing below, somehow never melting the nearby ice, cauldrons bubbling with smoke and steam. You begin to walk toward one to inspect it. The cauldron in front of you. You gaze inside. Something is obscured by the smoke and the bubbles on the surface, but you see a face, blue skin, darker blue lips, some cloth obscuring her eyes, a broad-brimmed hat, or some kind of ornamentation jutting like icicles to the left and right of her head. A glimpse of massive cleavage. She smiles, and the smile expands into a wicked, fanged grin. You start back, but when you check again, the vision has gone. You keep walking, turning away from the cauldron, heading toward the opposite wall, only to find that there's nowhere further to go. Strange for such a large complex, seemingly, to end in a dead end. Then there is a sound, sliding, sibilant whispering. Square outlines appear on the east and west walls. They slide open to reveal doors, which swing inward, hidden doors. Strange, icy. Walking in, two women, wearing long red cloaks with hoods. Beneath the hood you see half masks from their noses up, a skull pattern. Their mouths show. They smile darkly. Their breasts show. In fact, they're wearing nothing but the cloak and the mask. Some gauntlets, but these show their fingers and soft palms clearly. And exquisite black garters, long stockings. You'd wonder how they bear it, but it's quite warm here, really. Comfortable. Sultry. The two of them walk closer to you, one on each side. They lean in and expertly manage to brush their lips against your cheeks, warming you. Their hands explore down your body, pulling away your outer vestments. You lean into their touch because they are desperate and sensual. You can tell they're growing hot, breathing deeply, leaning in. One runs her tongue along your neckline, up your chin, kissing, licking, tiny bites. The other gropes her hands around the front of your body. Grabs you, pulls you close, rubs her breasts over your forearm. They move closer. They press right against you, pulling aside any clothing that might get in the way, making sure they can touch their pussies to you because each of them is aroused enough to drop her body down and rub her wet lips along your thigh, moving against you. You notice their pussies are slightly untrimmed, but warm to the touch, their breasts warm, nipples pointed, arousal obvious, their entire body calibrated here to bring you sensation, hands, fingers exploring, sliding down. Each of them kisses, breathing hotly in your ear, running their palms over you. They smooch their way down along your neckline, pulling your clothes out of the way at first. Then their desperation grows. One drops to her hands and knees and just presses her face between your legs, her hot breath across your erection. You can feel yourself hard, aroused, thrilling, tingling, shaking and shaping through the back of your brain. The sauna-like warmth of this place only makes it worse. And better, by the moment. The one rubbing her face between your legs seems to have grown impatient. She takes her strong fingers, grips your underwear. Your pants already slid out of the way. She rips them out of the way now. Your erection slaps up in her face, but she captures it with her lips. It feels pleasantly cool inside her mouth for a moment, and then suddenly blaring hot, grazing over the head of your cock, pulling it into her mouth, beginning to suck. Kiss and tease and train her mouth across the sides of your rapidly firming, drooling cock. Indeed, the tip is already leaking pre-cum, standing there in the sauna-like warmth as the other one of the servants runs her hands down your back. The other red-cloaked woman leans in and kisses your neck, down your back, gripping around your hips, making sure you stay in place, rubbing her breasts against your back, her pussy against your thigh by leaning her body to one side of you. You stand there, gasping, feeling them, your arousal only building. They aren't saying much of anything, just waiting for something, you know not what. You know they are near. The one between your legs fastens her lips further on, begins to suck. Deeply sucking, licking, kissing, exploring your length with her tongue, her mouth, her eager senses, her hands. One grasps your balls, the other grabs your ass, begins to tease. You feel connected, you feel wired into her mouth. Escaping is an impossibility, it feels too good. So you let your hips thrust, you let yourself go into her mouth, slowly thrusting, sliding into her mouth, slowly. And then a little more quickly as her tongue and lips lubricate and you are able to thrust, able to freely move. She's giving an expert blowjob, keeping her mouth wide open so you can see your own cock bouncing up the inside of her cheek. See how her cheek pushes outward as you thrust against it. You feel the warm hands of the other one always teasing you, always tempting you at the last moment. Right when she's done rubbing and touching. Right when she's done teasing. She accelerates, moving her head on and off, bobbing forward and back. You feel her sucking, feel her teasing. The other one, you feel the slight thatch of pubic hair above her pussy. You feel the wet lips below rubbing against you. This room, these two figures pleasuring you. You watch as they work over you. One kisses your lips, leaning around your body from behind. The other sucks your length, dripping her saliva over it, holding you there. She leans in enough to suck deep, and then, with a fastened lip about the base, sucking from the tip to head and popping you free of her mouth, standing back as your rigid length stands up as high as it ever has. They both stand behind you now. One of them holds each of your arms. It's a very light and gentle hold, but with your mind as fuzzy as it is, it's hard to think. Each of them reaches out and scratches lightly over your chest, scratching a couple strange little marks. Lines and diagonals, diamonds and crosses, movements and motions of their fingers that leave glowing white and blue symbols over your chest. You are marked and they begin to make you feel hot, dripping. Your length is even harder. As they hold you, one of them holding each of your arms, you hear the same whisper from before. From out of the darkness comes a faint whispering, getting faster, not tied to anything in particular, just the whispers, and then the sliding open of an icy door. A woman steps out. She's clad in a form-hugging black bodysuit. Where her skin shows, her forearms, her hands, her face, it is blue. Her eyes are covered by a silk blind. Her head has some hat which is shaped icicles pointing left and right. She stands imperious and tall and pale and moving toward you with her darker blue lips curved in a smile. Her hand reaches out. She arrives in front of you as the two women in red cloaks hold your arms back. The new woman reaches down, grabs your balls lightly, squeezes. You feel pre-cum ooze out the tip of your cock. She scoops it up on her finger, tastes it. "You're ready for the harvest," she says. Then, leaning across your body, she kisses down the side of your neck. Breathes and heat comes off her amid the ice of her touch. She leans down and grips your cock, stroking it a few hard times. She pushes you back into the arms of those two women, her servants, leans down, opens her mouth. With a smack, she takes your cock inside of her mouth. Her technique is better. Her tongue swirls around your length. She reaches around and slaps your ass, making your dick jump in her mouth. She sucks it deeper. She swallows, making her lips tight and taut around it. Swallowing, swallowing, swallowing. She holds you in place. She's large, powerful. Even on her knees, she still has to bend her head down to grab your cock in her mouth. She strongly pulls you against her, purring huskily. "Yes, you're ready." She teases, reaching around, slipping a finger against your rear entrance and just rubbing in circles. You hear a cracking from the ice below. A dark blue tentacle, a tendril, a length slides up, appearing from beneath the ice. It moves up and grips around the base of your balls, massaging there. Another slides to the area between your balls and your ass and rubs the small muscular area there, making your cock jump. You see drool running from the corners of the woman's mouth as she holds you against her, smacking her lips, sucking you in. And out, in and out, pushing your hips forward and back. The two women who are holding you are kissing, whispering, purring, growling out thoughts of pleasure, telling you to give it to her, give it all to her. The woman between your legs keeps slapping your ass, which makes you jump each time. She slides a finger of the other hand inside just a tiny bit, moving it around to make pleasurable sparks hit your cock, sending it dripping and scattering your pre-cum all over the inside of her mouth, mixing with streamers of her wet drool that are making their way to the ground. She doesn't seem to care about this, but she's keeping her mouth nicely fastened in place, sucking you in. Then you see her reach down and unzip or unbutton something, because the bodysuit slides off of her, showing huge breasts, the same blue as her skin, with dark blue nipples. You see her pussy is wet and dripping. It's a little more untrimmed even than the two women in the red cloaks, that the slight bit of hair there is dappled with her juices. Her hands are on you, but you can tell her inner thighs are shaking, that she's enjoying something, anticipating something. She captures your cock deep, swallowing around it, grabbing the base. You feel your balls tensing up as one of the tendrils teases them. Another teases near where the finger is teasing your ass. All of it is oriented to make you as hard and drippy as possible. Two long, thin, prehensile tentacles from below wrap around your ankles, making sure your legs are spread. The woman puts herself between them, large and imposing. Her breasts, her nipples are so pointed, she grabs your cock and pushes it to the back of her throat so hard her eyes roll back and drool begins to pool on the ground below, oozing from where her mouth is making contact with your length. You keep thrusting. She swallows you so deep, and then she lets you go, holding just the tip of your cock in her mouth. She swallows and licks all around it, kissing, sucking, pulling you as far into her as you can go, and then letting you go and holding just the tip in her mouth. The two assisting her are rubbing their breasts against your arm. They have one of their hands between their legs, each of them rubbing her own pussy. The witch in front of you is not doing that, though. She's just taking her dark blue lips and using them to work the length of your cock, pausing first with one long inch inside, then another, long because of how long it takes for her to move onward. She's really only permitting about half your cock inside her at once. She moves those dark, dark nipples back and forth with one hand now. She tents her breasts together. She stands just a little and slides your cock between her breasts, keeping her mouth on the tip. She rubs the pliable, massive flesh all around you. You can feel your dick rolling between those rolling hills of blue flesh. The pointed nipples touch your thighs. She rubs against you and seems to feel pleasure from making you as hot as you're getting. The tendril wrapped around the base of your balls is keeping anything from happening down there. Another wraps like a cock ring around the base of your shaft, keeping you restricted, constrained, contained. Even if you wanted to spurt, you'd have to wait a moment. She holds you there, putting one arm around your waist, grabbing your ass now, going back to teasing your hole for a moment and then slapping you three hard, fast times in succession. You feel yourself bubbling over, getting ready. Your, dripping shaft. Lost to her sensation, lost to her mouth as she captures. She releases her breasts so they fall away, leaving your saliva-slicked, pre-cum-addled shaft exposed to the air as your cock bounces with eagerness. Then, she cups her hands under your ass. The two women in red cloaks step backwards, each of them placing both of her hands under your back. As the witch lifts your lower body, she lets them hold up your upper body, then laying there suspended in the air, she brings your crotch right to her mouth, fastens her lips around your cock, plunges you into her. You feel yourself sliding deep. You feel the articulation and curve of her throat. You feel the way she's leaning forward to give your dick as straight of a path into her as she can. You drip pre-cum, but there's something else coming. The shaft of your cock inside is filling with hot, oozing, gushing, spurting fluid. You're almost ready. She grabs your ass and teases inside with that finger again. Then she thrusts you in and out, over and over, again and again, thrusting you in and out of her mouth, moving you around. You suck deep, firm. You feel how it happens. You feel how you are being held there. You feel how the tendrils are teasing your balls. You are sunk deep into her mouth. You thrust a little, but she's got you held up in the air, so your thrusts are fruitless. This goes at the speed and pace and movement that she wants. She fastens her mouth around your cock and sucks, swallowing, swallowing. It's interminable, endless, the pleasure, the way she teases you, the way her mouth draws the pleasure out of you. She sucks you deep into the back of her throat and swallows, swallows, swallows you down. Wants you wrapped up in her. Her tongue flicks along the underside of your cock. Her mouth captures right to the base. You're hilted inside of her throat, sucking. She's still slapping your ass even as she holds you up, gripping and massaging it. The tendrils tease over your body, rubbing your nipples, rubbing across your ass, massaging you, helping to hold you up. The women standing above you, their massive breasts, but you're looking down, watching the witch capture your length and put the entire thing between her dark blue lips down her throat. You see her throat bow outward a bit, her cheek push out with the way that your cock is hitting inside of her mouth and throat. She just sucks and sucks, draining and dripping. You're letting everything go. You want to give everything to her. You imagine how sexy it's going to be when you spurt. You're coming up on it. The women standing above you rub their breasts in your face, rub against you. Her full lips are capturing your cock. They're obscuring your view, but you don't mind. They rub their nipples against your face. One dives into your mouth. You suck on the servant girl's nipple, sucking it into your mouth, sucking deeply as a massive breast hides your vision. You suck, and the woman between your legs sucks your cock into her mouth. lips, dark blue, capturing, captivating, teasing, keeping constant, wet, hot, tight pressure, pleasure on your body. All you can do is recoil and try to escape. You're just a little too sensitive, but she's strong enough to keep you there, keep you wrapped in her big, firm lips, her full lips, her breasts just rubbing against the backs of your legs because she's holding you there, holding you in her arms, holding you up off the ground. She could hold you alone, but she's letting the servants turn you on even more, rubbing their breasts against you, masturbating themselves, and making sure you catch a glimpse out of the corner of your eye. You lay there in thin air as the witch grasps and torments you, as she teases your consciousness away. You lay there in the air, and she just rubs her hands all over your body. You feel it and want it. You let her hold you up and make your cock throb. You're so hard that your cock is hitting the roof of her mouth, trying to push its way upward in her throat, but she just keeps swallowing. There's a smile on her face behind those full lips that occasionally purse and form a vacuum around your dick, the entire length of your shaft and head being sucked on. The tip of her tongue dives into the urethra, your cock feeling weird for a moment and then beginning finally to let go. She dives a finger in your ass, adding to the sensation at the moment you spurt. Your back arches, but the women hold you still. The witch holds you around your waist, holds your cock in her mouth. You spurt. She pulls you out just enough that you're spraying deep in her throat, but she can still taste it on the back of her tongue. You know that's what she's doing. She's making sure not to actually swallow it. Indeed, she pushes it all up to under her tongue now. Your cock is sitting in there, and you can feel your hot cum being gathered into her mouth. She slowly lets you squirt, and you don't know how you have so much volume. Squirt after squirt, spurt after spurt, right into her mouth. The two servants massaging your back, rubbing their breasts against your face, giving you a nipple to suck on, while the woman between your legs sucks all your cum out of your shaft, pulling it into her mouth and holding it there. You feel her pulling the cum out of you. Your balls are tensed. The tendrils have let go, and suddenly there's a tide. The cock ring pressure at the base of your dick is gone, and you are spurting the entire contents of your balls into her eager, sucking, controlling mouth, past her full lips onto her blue, dark blue tongue. She gathers it and opens her mouth wide, carefully directing the stream of your cock, carefully directing how you are allowed to spurt. You spurt it all right into her mouth, right onto her tongue, but she moves the finger that's teasing your ass, and you somehow get a second wind. Your cock is still hard. Her mouth is overflowing with the whiteness of your spurted seed. You keep bucking against her face, but you've got no leverage, no purchase, because she's holding you up, controlling you, filling her mouth with your seed, using and manipulating your body for pleasure and harvesting. You let her, because it just feels so good, the white-hot passion in your brain. You feel how throughout your whole body there are parts of you that can tense, and even when she's not actively sucking, your body is tensing. Tensing, you can feel it right on edge, feel it right there, feel it drip over your consciousness. Yes, you want it, you need it, your body's going to have it. Even if she weren't sucking, even if there was no stimulation at all, your cock would still be able to jump in response to internal squeezing, internal pressure. You let the pressure and the squeezing happen, you let your cock jump and throb as if stroked by invisible hands. You're gonna come somehow. There's a second wind. She's capturing so much of your cum, and she's so much bigger than you that she can hold it all in her mouth. You're spurting, you're squirting, you're spraying your cum into her mouth. She keeps stroking the base, and you feel it in your mind, your body, your consciousness. All of you is existing between your own legs as your big, hard, thick, throbbing shaft gives up its load for her. You're gonna come so close. You feel the tingling in your butt, you feel the squeezing in your belly. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze again and again, and the length of your cock is shivering with it, spasming and slapping up against your belly. So good, the completeness of that thrusting. Your cock wants to come, wants to spurt, wants to give in, but she keeps it gripped, keeps wrapping her lips around the head every time a spurt's coming. Just when you think one might be missed and splatter on her breasts or face or floor, she perfectly captures your cock, harvests another spurt. Your balls are emptying, emptying, your mind is emptying, emptying. You keep squirting for her and she keeps gathering it up in her mouth. She's gathering and capturing every droplet, every spurt. And then she sucks and stands back, opening her mouth to show you the vast white field of her cum inside. She reaches out for one of the tendrils. It's larger than the others. You're laying there in the air as she lets you down to the ground, which is still curiously warm. The two women wrap a red cloak around your shoulders. They make you watch, holding your head in place. You see the witch. Open her mouth full of your white hot seed. You feel your cock still spasming, coming, coming, coming. But that doesn't matter because she's got what she wanted. The tendril she holds up opens its tip, revealing a suckling mouth-like orifice. The witch opens her mouth and spits, slowly drooling your cum into the tendril, feeding it, feeding whatever vast thing is below this icy complex. You watch as the witch turns to look at you, her eyes pinned to you, as a seemingly endless stream of saliva and cum flow out of her and into the tendril. It makes an obscene gulping sound. Then the witch slides her free hand down to her pussy and begins to rub. You look at the untrimmed pubic hair, you look at the wet, parted lips as she masturbates, staring at the tendril, watching your cum flow into it, watching your cum drip out of her mouth and into that strange mouth below. It swallows and swallows, gulping it all down, gulping down your load for the harvest. The witch before you is rubbing her pussy, showing every sign of enjoyment, loving the idea of your cum flowing into that hole, into that tendril, down to somewhere below being swallowed up. You've been harvested and emptied, and now she's drooling your cum, which she so carefully saved after sucking it out of you, drooling it right into that tendril and making you watch, wanting you to watch. She turns and smiles. Fatigue catches up with you, and you are held in the arms of those two acolytes as the hood is pulled over your face.